Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Every day, Monday through Friday, we gather in this space for 20 minutes to pause, to rest, to reflect on what matters most, and to do that together as a community. On Fridays this semester, we are going to be exploring a number of different kinds of contemplative practices. So if you were here last Friday, we did Lectio Divina, which is a practice that comes out of the Christian tradition. This Friday, today, we are going to be exploring a practice that comes from the Buddhist tradition called Loving Kindness Meditation. And we are delighted to have John Cha here with us to lead us in that practice. He's going to tell us a little bit about it before we get into it. And as with any time we are exploring practices that are new, we invite you to participate in any way that you feel comfortable doing so. So I will turn it over to John.
Thank you, Siri. Good morning, and I want to thank all of you for being here today. As Siri said, we're going to do what they call loving kindness meditation. It's actually called metta in Pali. And it's not just a meditation. I'm going to go into this a little bit here. Metta is actually one of four, it's a fancy word here, divine abodes or divine dwelling places called Brahma Vihara in the Buddhist tradition. And each of these abodes, if you kind of strip it of sort of the ancient cosmological implications, are actually how we are in the world, right? How do we live with ourselves? How do we live with other people? The effects we have in our community. And this is very important to realize, because a lot of times we think meditation is all about closing your eyes and gazing at your navel, so to speak. But it really has a social and a human implications here. There are four, actually, abodes which are connected to meditation. The first is called upeka, and that is equanimity. The second is mudita, sympathetic joy, to actually feel and appreciate another person's well-being, another person's good fortune. Then we have metta, loving kindness, which we will start pretty soon. And then we have compassion meditation. This is the ability to be present with somebody when they're suffering. We've all had that experience. Perhaps we have gone through some very difficult times, and perhaps we had a friend, a parent, or a relative who were just there with us in the moment. Okay, and that's very important, very healing. And perhaps we have done so to a friend, to a relative that's undergoing some difficult times. And just to be there 100% open, a loving presence. I bring that up because compassion is about being in the present moment. But loving kindness is actually being in the present moment, but intending a future state. We know that there's a lot of suffering in the world. There's suffering on campus, folks who are afflicted with mental or physical issues. Around the world, there's poverty. And so what we're doing in loving kindness is using the power of our mind to project, to intend good fortune, to intend peace, to intend goodwill. And hopefully, from the Buddhist theological standpoint, by intending, we plant the seeds of goodwill. So whenever we have a loving thought, whenever we have well wishes for somebody, at some point, it may be very subtle, it may be, you may not even see the results of it, but the belief is that at some point somewhere, it will bear fruit. And we will live in a world that's a bit more peaceful and loving. Okay, at least that's the hope. Okay. And again, I thank you all for being here. What I would like to do, and now you don't have to do a thing. And if you want to participate, I'll invite you to close your eyes. What I will do is bring you through a guided meditation on equanimity first, so we kind of foreground or build a foundation for loving kindness, and then we'll get into the metta meditation. So as Siri said, you're invited to participate or not. So I invite you to close your eyes and just take a deep breath. And to begin, I just want you to feel the bottoms of your feet touching the floor. Just move your attention away from the thinking part of the mind to the actual feeling of the floor. And now gently redirect your attention to the bottom of your legs and your back, feeling the bench
feeling yourself sitting down. Perhaps a gentle feel of the weight of your body pressing against the wood. And as you focus there, you're out of your mind and now you're embodying the sense of awareness. It's a bodily awareness. And we should take note that we should have a sense of gratitude that we're being held up. In this instance, a very physical, real way, but we're being supported. And that's a good thing. Now, gently redirect your attention to the area of your nose. And it doesn't have to be a specific place. And I would like you just for a few moments to feel your breath as it moves one way and then the other. Just a simple awareness of the movement of breath. No need to change the breath, no need to manipulate. So if you're breathing shallow, just be aware of that you're breathing shallow. If your breaths are deep, just be aware of that. Just full acceptance of your unique rhythm of breath as the air moves one way and then the other. And again, realize our ability to breathe, the fact that we have air, is supporting us. It keeps us alive. And when we appreciate and focus on the breath, it even brings us to a state of calm and relaxation. As we sit together, as we're becoming more relaxed and focusing on our breath, what I would like you to do is remember a time when you felt totally accepted. It may have been when you were a little child and maybe your grandma picked you up and set you on her knee. Maybe something more recently, maybe a friend was just there for you. No judgment, no expectation, just complete acceptance. Sometimes pets can do this. Your dog, your cat can be a being, a sentient being that actually gives you total attention. Whatever memory evokes this sense of being fully accepted, just try to remember that. And if you're not able to do that, that's just fine. You may believe in a God or a higher being that has unconditionally loved you. Or even right now, being in this space, you're here to be as you are, fully accepted. And as this sense of being fully accepted, fully loved, arises, please repeat silently this short mantra. May I be free from anger. May I be free from hurtfulness. May I be free from the problems of mind and body. May I be happy, healthy, and at peace. And as your breath moves in and out of your body, as this sense of openness and acceptance arises, try to evoke a sense of gratitude for being together now in this moment, in community, in chapel. That just for the short time we're all sharing some contemplation, some meditation. And please repeat this mantra silently to yourself. May the beings in chapel be free from anger. May we be free from hurtfulness. May we be free from the problems of mind and body. May we be happy, healthy, and at peace. And now I will ask you, to the extent possible, to extend this sense of openness, acceptance, and loving kindness to the whole campus. We should be grateful for the many wonderful things Gustavus brings to us as a college. The colleagues, the workers who clean our offices and cook our foods, the administrators who try to keep this ship going, students, of course, and faculty too. And with a sense of appreciation of all the positive and constructive things that go on at this college, also realize that there is suffering too. People have personal struggles, financial struggles. Maybe your parent is sick. And so, keeping that in mind, please repeat after me silently. May all of us at this college be free from anger. May all of us here be free from hurtfulness. May all of us here be free from the problems of mind and body. And may we all be happy, healthy, and at peace. And for a final contemplation, I'd like you to stretch your mind a little bit more and think of the world. You can picture the world in your mind's eye as the globe if you want, or maybe have just an abstract sense of the world. And we know that there are many beautiful things on this earth. So many things that are offered to us, the gifts from nature, from other people, from groups. At the same time, we also recognize that many people are suffering. There's contention, war, poverty, disease. And so let us wish everybody in the world well. Give this small gift of our intention. So please repeat after me silently. May all beings in the world be free from anger. May all beings in the world be free from hurtfulness. May all beings in the world be free from the troubles of mind and body. May all beings in the world be happy, healthy, and at peace. And as we sit together in silence with these well wishes, good intentions, let us appreciate the ability to have this short period to even do this, to contemplate, to bring a sense of peace inwardly for yourself, which is very important, as well as to walk through your life today, being in the world, being a loving presence. You don't realize how much you can do for other people with just this subtle shift of disposition. So I would like you now to return to the breath. Just feel the breath coming in and leaving your body. And with each breath, just become more relaxed. Maybe even feel your sense of self opening up. So the next few moments, let's sit in silence, just being in gratitude, being present, and just following the gentle flow of our breathing. Okay, you can take a couple deep breaths if you want and open your eyes. And again, I want to thank you for being here this morning. And namaste.
Thank you again for coming today, and we wish you the blessing of peace and love as you go forth the rest of your day and into the weekend. Take care.